somehow with water in it to cool the milk. And the soldiers took these big crocks of milk and set them out for the horses to drink.
Is that right? Just a kind of mean, destructive temperament.
And mother's father was sitting on the porch, and as I said, he had tuberculosis. He was an invalid. And one of the soldiers came out with a picture, photograph, and said, "Oh man, this is your wife's picture. I guess you'd like to keep it." He told him yes, he would. So they just cut it half in two and then gave it to him.
Just sheer meanness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know where you're from, but...
Well, those are...
That was...
In fact, that's the sort of thing that's very difficult to find in books. You know, I don't think this country really understands the Civil War in all of its impact.
And Mississippi especially.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you get... I don't know where this impression, the TV and radio and the newsmen have of Mississippi, you would think you've come to the jumping off place to come here.
Well, it is one of the reasons that the state has fascinated me, because this is the genuine South,
and
the history here is extraordinary.
I wish you could have talked to my brother. He would have enjoyed talking to you. He loved things like that, and father too. Father, he didn't go. There was no public schools for him to go to, and he had a private teacher. He never did go to a public school, but he rose to fame, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the legislature as in the House, and then he was in the Senate for several years, an editor of the paper, and of course he wrote his editorials as long as he was physically and mentally able. When he always, even after he was an invalid and in bed, my brother Stokes, who had the paper then, would go down, father would dictate to him. Well, finally Stokes realized that mind was wandering, and that what he said, you know, he just couldn't be published like father gave it to him. So he would just sit there and just make out like he was taking it down. And one day father said, "Now read back what I told you."
See?
So his mind was not gone.
It certainly wasn't. To come back to the home then, where you remember growing up, what was the parlor used for? Was that a... sort of special place, or did the family spend
Well, just
their
to
time?
Seat your company when it
I
came
see.
In. Yeah, we didn't have a piano as far back as I can remember, but later we did have a piano and a table in the center of the room.
And what to sit on?
The family Bible was on the table.
I see.
In the center.
Mm-hmm. Did you have chairs of this type, or what kind of?
No. I think, as well as I remember, we had wicker furniture.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. As well as I remember.
Did you have something like that you're sitting on, a couch or a davenport, or I wonder what they called it?
They called it a sofa then, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
Seems to me like we did.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not very distinct in my mind, of course. That was in early childhood.
Mm-hmm. Well, perhaps, do you remember what caused the fire? How did the fire take place?
In the old home?
Yes, it burned the...
It was rented, and we always thought the man who rented it set it on fire and went out to get a hamburger and let it burn.
Oh, is that right?